Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3 minutes past five and Lagos. Let's have a conversation about the APC's registration exercise. Has it been successful? The APC's ongoing membership drive, has it been successful? It's an important question because in many ways, this event has kicked off the 2023 election season. The All Progressives Congress is trying to register as many members as it can right now because these are the members who will choose the ward, local government, and state and national Congress delegates, who in turn will pick the party escorts at all level. And these delegates are the ones who will vote for the party's 2023 flag bearers. So that's why this is important. And here's today's big hard fact. The All Progressives, Congress has shifted the end of its membership revalidation drive to March 31st. So initially the deadline was March 6th, but now the party has shifted it by 2 weeks. The party says it's because the event was more successful than planned. They're saying that the number of people coming out for the exercise is way more than they expected. And so there's been a shortage of materials. But their opponents are saying that it's the opposite. PDP has called the exercise a flop. And on the big hard fact, we're going to look at just how successful or unsuccessful the exercise has been. We're also going to be looking at specific things that have been said, you know, things that have happened since the exercise began. There's been a lot of drama ever since it started. We've seen party leaders criticize each other. We've seen other citizens criticize the process. We've seen reports of violence. It's been a lot. And we're going to talk about all of it right here on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3. It's 5 minutes past five at the moment. But let's start by hearing from you. Have you been following the APC membership validation exercise? Have you been following it? What are some of the things that you have noticed? What are some of the things that have stood out for you? Do you agree with the APC that it has been successful? Or do you agree with the PDP that it was a flop? How was it organized in your area? 0700-993-993-993. We have the number for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's the number for women. We've got Gino on the line. Hello, Gino. Thank you for calling us.
I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Gino. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay, Sandra, I think it's not really a flop, you know.
Okay.
Because I know of someone or some people who have registered.
Okay.
And I was really, I'm not their fan, sorry to say.
Okay.
Now, why did you register? And I know those people too, they are not their...
Hello, Jean.
This is Lagos.
Okay.
And they do business here.
Hmm.
If they don't register and tomorrow, these people, they come up and say, if you don't close your business down, if you don't have a, if you are not a member. So a lot of people are
Oh, no. And oh, my God, that's something I want to hear more about. Unfortunately, the line wasn't very clear, but Gino seemed to be alleging that some people registered not because they're fans or they want to be in the party, but because they do business here in Lagos. And, you know, sometimes when certain things want to happen in Lagos, if you're not a member of the party, things are tougher for you than if you are a member of the party. That seemed to be what Gino was saying, but the line wasn't clear. Is this an actual thing? She also says that she doesn't think it was a flop. Now, the PDP says it was a flop. Do you agree with the PDP or do you agree with the APC that the reason they're extending the registration deadline is because it was so successful? There were too many people who wanted to join the APC and they did not have enough materials to register them. Etim is in Satellite Town. Etim, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good to have you on the show. Good evening.
Our factory registration is a huge success.
Say that again?
Our factory registration, ongoing registration is a huge success.
It's a huge success. Okay. All right. Fantastic.
I can call my people from Cross River State. There's massive defection of PDP to APC. Even here, Bob Bennett won the... in 2015, he saw that he was in Satellite Town. As soon as he won the second tenure, he has relocated to Lekki. His member could not access him at Satellite Town.
Who is that? Ogene. Okay.
The honorable representing is it Amod of his federal constituency.
Okay.
They discouraged most of it. Most PDP members here have joined APC. The Rumshot of form since about 3 weeks ago. There are more people that want to join APC. Go to South, go to Southeast. That PDP, where are they gentry? They are broke. They should go and complete their international, national secretariat. It's under uncompleted national secretariat in Abuja. Where are they gentry? It was because of this party registration that made them, that prompted them to visit Jonathan and other people. They are losing many members now. The chiefest of PDP are leaving PDP. And 2023, they should forget about it. What Obasanjo did, that he posed, they are driving on the best seat in overseas. That's what Nigeria have 99%, but it has 100% even within APC. Everybody that body doesn't like will not take over from him. So they should forget about PDP party. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Etim, for calling. We've got Nkomi in Maryland on the line. Nkomi, welcome.
Hey, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Good evening.
Oh, thank you. Good evening. Yes, I want to contribute as regards this APC registration.
Have you been following it? What do you think about what's
I'm actually based in Lagos, and I called my people in my village that they should go and register. So especially my father that, you should participate in this, you know. Said no problem. Could you believe he's been having issues getting the form? It must be man, no man. You must know somebody to get the form. They just don't give anybody the form. All this noise they are making. So I told him I'll be coming next week to come and participate. I will know what, because the man is old. So he can't really do all the wildlife himself. So I have to go and join him to see how we can really do it.
What party is this, and what village is this?
APC, Onara, Onara local government.
Where's Onara local government?
It's in Oyo State.
Oyo, okay.
Oyo State.
Did he tell you why he wasn't given a form?
The problem is, you can't go there on your own. You will just stay on the queue, no material, and you will see all that collecting the same material, filling the form. So you must know somebody to even get the form. So it's like the party issue they're having in our state, you know, one faction from the other and the other. So they are holding it from the other faction. They must know where you belong before you get the form. So it's like that's the issue they are having. So any state that they have factions, they think that's the major issue they are having. So they must know who you are loyal to.
Before they give you form, wonderful.
Before they give you, they just don't give an outside that they don't know. No, they don't do it. So it's not really encouraging. So we are trying as much as possible to participate in this thing, but both parties, the two major parties are not making it
easy to get in. Nkomi, thank you very much for calling. This is one of the things we'll talk about at the Glass Ceiling Convention this year, how to get around problems like this. You know, how do you get around a problem like the party that you're trying to join so that you can become a delegate, so that you can decide who the flag bearer is? How do you get around a problem like they won't even give you a form to register? Shobaba is in Alagbara. Hello, thanks for calling us. Good afternoon, Shobaba. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Sandra, here we go again. Honestly speaking, the youth, those that are calling, they are entitled to their opinion. But in all honesty, two gullible people in this country. Now, we've forgotten how we put on, you know, taking up the two parties, the two monopoly parties. People are registering, you know, for them again. Are we so like it in this country? As far as I'm concerned, like two members of the around my area approached me to come and, you know, start registering people. I turned that up and down 2 weeks ago. because I don't even want to belong to whether it's PDP or APC. All of us are forgotten all the crimes we fight for. Now they are registering in 2020. Why are we so like this? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us. You know, we talked about this thing. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to remember the day that we talked about it. And I had Chief Oboforibo on the show with me. And we talked about why it's important for you to be a registered member of a political party. Right? Because just like the last caller said, anytime we have these conversations, people talk about, oh, you know, government needs to do things differently. And when you ask them, are you a member of a party? They'll tell you, no, I'm not a member of a party. But I did mention, when we had this conversation 2 or 3 weeks ago, that independent candidacy will not be possible in Nigerian elections if there's no constitutional amendment. So that means that as long as we don't change the constitution, we will not have independent candidates. Waiting for independent candidates is a waste of time. Until we do that, complaining about parties is a waste of time. Whether you like it or not, the people who will be elected to govern will come from one of these parties you don't like. So the only way without an amendment to get policies and candidates that more Nigerians are enthusiastic about is for you to join the parties that are making those decisions. But party membership is relatively low. Party involvement is low. So one of the things we talked about at the time is why. Why is party involvement low? Why is party participation low? Nigerians complain about what the parties have to offer. More Nigerians are not joining the parties to improve the parties. So at which point is the party supposed to get better? And one of the reasons that party participation is low is because, like Nkomi called in to say, you get there to get a form and nobody wants to give you a form because they don't know who you're loyal to. So what's the solution to a problem like that? But that's not the conversation we're having. Let me not derail the conversation. Let's talk to Waneke in Oregon. Hello, Waneke. Thanks for calling us. Waneke, are you there? Oh, Waneke is not there. 99.3, hello.
Hello, I call back, Sandra.
Oh, thanks for calling back. Okay.
Okay, but this person, so the reason they said they were registering in case they come up to say, oh, if you are not a card carrier of a so-and-so party, you can't do business in our state, something like that. So that is compelling a lot of people to register. Now, anyway, you said something is coming up, they'll talk about it. But with these people registering with APC or PDP, at the end of the day, if these people don't vote, these numbers will still count. You know, and when they start rigging, they say, oh, all because they have, do you understand what I'm saying? If they have them so number, let's say 500 people registered with them, and these 500 people didn't vote, tomorrow they will still use that to rig election and say they have all these members. Do you understand? So people should know what they are getting into, because we're actually helping them to prepare all these rigging and that's what I'm saying. They are helping people, because if you keep registering with them and you know you are not that member, these numbers will come for them tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Interesting points. What do you think about the points that she made when she called into the show? What do you think about the points that she raised? 99.3. Hello.
This is Remy.
Remy, welcome.
How are you doing, Sandra?
Remy has a youth party, am I right?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Tell me about your youth party. Are you doing registration drives like the APC?
Yes. It's not limited by distance. Now log on to youthpartynd.com and register.
So we don't need to come to a place and come and stand on a line?
Yes, please. Don't need to. Just log on to www.youthpartynd.com.
Youthpartynd.com and register.
And register.
Okay.
Like I told you earlier on, every Sunday we go out and take a door-to-door outreach. Entice people about our candidacy and our interest in the party, our parties as well too. We had it 2 days ago, every Sunday. So for everybody listening, if you live around Barega LCD, you can join us see us on your street. Find us. Welcome us as well, too.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, then. Youth Party NG. That's what it's called, huh?
Yes.
Youth Party.
And the APP stop, I have some chicken on my street. What they do is they pick the elderly women. Like, they ask them to bring two passports. And they help them to get their NIN.
Hmm.
Some people came to me for verification, and I told them not to ever give out their details.
Hmm.
They only lie to them. They want to load them. They want to add them to the data of APC.
Hmm.
So
I see.
They lie to them and all that. So, pretty good. I think the reason why you guys need to lie, if truly you guys have worked, tell people to come and register. Tell them the truth.
Hmm.
That's how it is, Sandra.
In your area, Remy, thank you so much for calling us. Akigbe is in First Tech. Akigbe, how are you?
How are you, my darling?
I'm very well. Welcome.
I want that young man to know. If hello?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And if his party is called Youth Party,
mm.
He has voted out the elders. He has voted out the middlemen.
Mm.
So it's only the youth, taken from the age of maybe
18 to 35
upwards. So let's rearrange that name again. That name does not correspond with what Nigeria wants.
But what if you think about the fact that 60% of Nigeria's population are youth? That's a majority.
As an elderly, I cannot vote for somebody there.
No, you can now. Why not?
So let's generalize the name, not say the youth. Obviously, somewhere they paint hair, they show bumbo for outside.
What is the difference between you and SARS now? Don't be so SARS they talk.
No, please, no, it's not like that.
It's like that now.
No, the other Kogi man was doing something with the youth or in the DC.
Mm-hmm.
The youth that came out, they look like they didn't look balanced. They look as if they are afraid. Color their hair and then shaking their way. Even the talk they talk, abusing people. You know, it's not that they are singing. You don't abuse a elder because you are a youth. Anyway, we still have a lot of party coming up, Abby.
Well, we don't know just yet. We'll see.
Please, I want a responsible man to form a responsible party. It can be called Reality Party or the Truth for All. Anything that we generalize or collectively carry everybody around, not just segregation.
All right, Akigbe, thank you very much for calling. Akigbe can also form that party. We mustn't wait for men to do it. That's part of the conversation we're going to have on the 7th of March at the Glass Ceiling Convention. We're going to have a conversation about, you know, women taking political power. So we're not waiting for men to start the parties. Sam in Moe, how are you?
Hello.
Thanks for calling us.
Sandra, how are you?
I'm well. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My contribution, whether it is a success or not, is what we can judge. Before you can say, okay, with a success, what did we give to them? The mandate we gave to them in the 2015 and 2019, have they met it?
But we're not talking about mandate now. We're talking about party registration. We're talking about their membership drive. They're telling people to come and register. That's the conversation.
See what is happening, Sandra.
What?
It is more of either intimidation or persuasion, something like that.
Okay.
You where I say people went and put down their name because of what, you know what the first woman said, that you don't know, they may use it against them later.
Mm.
And then what they are now doing, for where I said,
mm-hmm.
Some people, they put down their names. Later on, they call them to come and take 10,000.
Mm.
Collected 10,000 naira.
Mm.
Well, the reason why you see people going there to go and put out their name is what they are going to get. You see comments from various places, from Kwara. You had the comment from even the former governor of Osun State that thieves and killers are now being recruited into APC.
Mm.
You had it. I'm not the one that said it.
Yeah.
Even the past former governor, governor said that thieves and rogues are now being recruited into APC. For me, I prefer not to even be a member of any. I want to cast my vote. That is important. Whether they like, they count it. They like, they don't count it. I will not register.
Okay,
and I don't know whether it is successful or not.
Sam.
That is the mandate we gave to them.
Mm.
You see, have they given us light? Education.
Sam, thank you for calling. Let's stay on the subject. Eh? We've got a message on WhatsApp who says, the youth party is an ideology, ma. You should join if you believe in the youth party. I guess that's a reply to Madam Akibe. Okay, so that's your ideology. But what ideology is there in youth? What ideology is contained within youth? We've got Didi in Lekki. Didi, how are you? Welcome.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I align with a caller that asked the question, what's happening to us? What's this? During NSAS, we condemned all these parties that are filled with old people, with their old ideas, old ideologies, party ideologies, and so on.
Mm.
We condemned them, and we said, youths, Nigerians are going to support one party, maybe a new party or party that really generalized and can take youth along, and, you know, where youth can, you know, get positions and so on.
Mm.
Now, I'm surprised, honestly. I didn't even know about this exercise. I'm just hearing it that there's an APC registering and people are clamoring. And I'm actually asking myself, what's happening again, you know? Because even if there are no, people are not registering new parties, I mean, the youth, you know, to come together and even, you know, not get a party, must it be PDP or APC? What of other parties that are registered? What of YPP?
None of them are doing registration drives right now. They're all quiet and they're all going to come out 2 days to election and say something.
But then the youth people who are we could kind of will I say pressurize them? You know. Get them to look what's happening. This is what because we don't have to we don't have to align with these old parties and their ideologies anymore.
Unfortunately, I need to take a break.
Glassine with Sandra Ezekwesili. It's a full online conference to celebrate International Women's Day. We'll be talking about practical steps women can take towards political power in Nigeria, how to take over parties, how to win primaries, how to win elections, how to protect our votes. Our guest speaker is Inse Ufot, founder of the New Georgia Project that helped flip the U.S. Senate. Our panelists include Honorable Nena Okeje, former member of the House of Representatives, Risola Abiola, APC grassroots organizer, Kate Henshaw, actress and women's rights advocate, Ndi Kato, politician and executive director, Dinidari Foundation, Damlola Odufua, co-founder, Feminist Coalition. Official partners, Canadian High Commission, UK High Commission, US Consulate General, and Not Too Young to Run. To register, go to www.nigeriainfo.fm.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today we're talking about the APC membership validation exercise. Our big hard fact is that it has been extended to March 31st from the original March 8th deadline. And I told you that they're saying that the reason they've extended it is because it is so successful. The event was more successful than they planned. They're saying that the number of people coming out for the exercise is way more than they expected. So there's been a shortage of materials. Now, there's been a lot of drama since this process started. In Kwara, the drama started even before the exercise. One of the callers who called in talked about Kwara. So let's go there. There was a violent clash in government house. Yes, it was a clash allegedly between supporters of the governor, Abdurrahman Abdurrasaq, and the former state party chairman. His name is Bashir Bolarinwa. And according to party members in Kwara, Bolarinwa belongs to the same camp as Lai Mohammed, the information minister. So the governor called a meeting of party leaders at Government House to plan the validation exercise, but they didn't invite Bola Irwa's faction. Remember, one of the callers talked about factions. And so Bola Irwa showed up to the meeting uninvited with his supporters. And then fight, fight, fight. And the situation in Kwara got so intense that Lai Mohammed has called for the entire exercise to be cancelled. Of course, I told you that one of the factions says that they're loyal to him. We remember one of the callers also called in to say that. Last week, Mohammed held a press conference and said that, yes, there are factions in Kwara APC, but only one faction is being favored. And he's accusing the state party of favoring one side and shutting out the other side. By the way, that press conference, he used the Ministry of Information's Twitter handle to tweet it, attracting the ire of Nigerians on social media. And he's not the only minister complaining of marginalization. In Delta State, Festus Keyambo is saying the same thing. He's saying that the chairman of the State Validation Committee is working with another faction to scheme him out. And we've been hearing similar complaints from party leaders in Ogun, Osun, here in Lagos, and other states. So that leads me to my next question. Why is the factional battle so strong in the APC? And do you think it's going to derail the registration exercise? Do you think so? And also, Lagos, why has there been so much violence in this exercise? If ministers can be complaining about being marginalized and schemed out, who do you think really holds the power in APC when it comes to member registration? We're still going to talk about what the PDP has had to say about this registration exercise. We'll also ask whether the PDP are doing their own registration exercise, or whether any other party, for that matter, aside the youth party that Remy called in to tell us about, is doing a registration exercise at the moment. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for male callers. Female callers, your number is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We just spoke with Etim, so I'm going to take another call instead. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Abna is my name. I greet you, Sandra.
I greet you back. Welcome.
Yeah, Nigerian politics is comedy. And you sit back and you look at them and you just laugh at where we find ourselves. There is only one political party called APC. So if there is only one APC, why would you have factions? And you say, okay, one party is registering their members and the other is not registering. Are those ones not APC? The ones they are registering, are they not APC members? Why would one person say, oh, they are not registering people who are in my faction? There is something absolutely wrong with us. Seriously wrong with us. From top to bottom. From the top, right from the very pinnacle of our society to the dregs of our society. There is something wrong with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. 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 Okay, you're not there. But thank you for calling anyway. Call back if you can. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Sandra, even if the other parties are not advertising for registration, like the two main parties, because they don't have as much stolen funds as the other two combined, I don't believe the Nigerian youths should be registering for any of the two parties that have left us worse than ever. It could jolly well have been our next protest strategy, but with the Nigerian youth blew the chance again. We're not ready to end it. Ayodeji, thank you for your message. Chuka is in Ikeja. Hello, Chuka. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, it's my first time calling to your show.
I'm glad.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, there will always be faction in Nigerian politics, okay?
Okay.
Considering the fact that anywhere human gather, they will have disagreement, they have different views of being a particular discourse or subject. Okay, but I think one of the major problems we're facing in this country is that we are yet to start practicing politics of principle. And that is why the political parties in this part of the country or this part of the world does not have manifestos that are binding to all members.
Hmm.
You know, that's why you see all this cross carpeting today. During the day, this one is PDP, at night is APC. Okay, but I like what is happening, because what I like what's happening is that it's taking us to where we're supposed to be. They are all going to implode very soon. And when that happens, they will not start practicing the real democracy. Democracy is a beautiful thing.
Okay.
But we as black men have them, we try to make it our own, and we've not actually represented the true cause of what democracy.
Okay.
So there's going to be factions, you know, it's going to have continue until they imbibe, until the parties get, they identify themselves with principles and the members imbibe those principles. Without that, we'll still be having what we're having, you know, we'll still be having what we're having. That's just it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chuka. We've got Sukomi in Maryland on the line. Sukomi, how are you? Welcome.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sandra, see, what I would like to advise the youth is, yes, we know there are other political parties, but with the structure of APC and PDP presently, it's very likely they will be the one to decide those that will rule in 2023.
Right.
So, wherever you are, youth, let's include these political parties. We know, yes, it can be somewhat difficult getting in. Because even registering for the party is somehow difficult. But let's take over this their party structure. Let's look at APC now. It's like they actually shot themselves in the foot during the last election, whereby they introduced primary. Do you get? So with the numbers, we can decide who will become the flag bearer.
You know, one of our guests on the show a few weeks ago, when we talked about political participation, he said, if 8 million Nigerians joined the two political parties that are youth, they'll take over the parties. Because the people in the parties are a minority right now.
Yes, I remember. Do you guess? Let me tell you that one man is the time is dictating what's happening in Lagos. It's because the numbers are not there. Do you guess? They've shot themselves in the foot by introducing direct primary.
Yeah, but so who knows whether they'll do it again this year? Who knows whether they'll do it again in 2023?
The way it is now, let me tell you, they would rather give it to somebody they don't like in the party than giving it to the opposition. Do you guess? They look at what happened in Kogi State.
Okay.
It wasn't as if they liked Yaya Bello. I could remember one of them was the legal advisor of the party. Saying what they have to be thinking now is the best decision when Audu was that man died. Audu that won. So that it was, you know, it was between Faleke and Yaya Bello then. So they were like, it wasn't as if they wanted Yaya Bello. But they were considering
had the numbers.
PDP. Do you get? They were considering PDP that if they made the wrong decision at that time and give it to Faleke, they wanted Faleke because Faleke was the year to Lagos. Do you get? They wanted Faleke, but they were very careful in making the wrong decision. If they had given Faleke and PDP had gone to court, PDP would have won. So that was why they just brought in Yaya Bello. So that's the same way it will happen in 2023. PDP, APC, let's take over those parties. That was what I could remember during MCAT. That was what someone was saying. The easiest way to take over from these people is let's take over their party
join
from them.
Join in mass, yes.
So let's join. Let's do this thing. To work out. Let's see, we suffered. We, the youth, we are the one that is really going through the hardship of this country. So the only way we can reset everything is if, you know, we can't start Young Democratic Party. And one funny thing about we youth is, instead of us to start from the grassroots, we are looking at the presidency.
Democratic Party, they're not looking at presidency. They're starting at grassroots. They're starting at council.
Let's just look at them. Then let's do it that way. Let's see. Let's forget that presidency. It's not easy.
Get the small offices first. Get the small ones, then go for the big one.
The guy that called that they are doing. Could you remember? Look at what the guy is doing. They are not. They are after one council, local council. So let's do it in our various states if we can do it that way.
It could work. Sukomi.
It's possible. It's very possible.
It is. I agree with you. Thank you for calling me. Don't give up, Sukomi says. You're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 15 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host. And PDP first called APC's validation exercise a fraud. And now they're calling it a flop. So let's talk about the fraud allegations. Earlier this month, caller Olobodinyo said Nigerians are already aware that the purpose of the APC membership revalidation exercise is to produce inflated membership figures to assist the APC to allocate fictitious votes for itself in the 2023 elections. A scheme that is dead on arrival, end quote. Olubondia is the PDP spokesman, and that's what he said. So he's saying that APC doing this exercise is in order to put fake high membership figures so that in 2023 they can also inflate their votes. Now, that's a big allegation. We're waiting for a full response from the APC. But the PDP also said now that when the APC announced their deadline, they now said, you know, y'all have failed and all, basically. He said APC was, quote, stuck with its exercise following serious confusion and violent disagreements in their fold after their plot to announce humongous fictitious figures and presenting a heavily padded membership register was busted, end quote. So PDP is saying that APC's plot has failed, but since they've already started the exercise, they have to just stick with it to fulfill all righteousness. I wonder if you agree or disagree. Now, some Nigerians are looking at the PDP and they're like, hey, it's easy to talk now. Do them if it's easy. Now, to just sit down, they talk. They're asking how come the PDP isn't doing its own membership exercise. No new member registration, no old member validation. And it's not just the PDP, like I was saying earlier on. Nigerians are asking about all the other opposition parties. Because like I said at the top of the show, this exercise has kick-started the 2023 election season. So the question is, shouldn't every party who is serious about 2023 follow the APC and start their own exercise? Look at what Remy is doing with the Youth Party. They've started their own membership drive. So we have two parties working on membership so far. APC and Youth Party. So it really raises questions that I think we have to discuss. Are the parties who want to replace APC at the federal level and in states like Lagos doing the necessary work to succeed? Are they doing the work? Or is it just, you know, wait until last minute and come out and pretend to run? 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got a number for women, 01465-7190. I don't know if Mr. Sam from Satellite Town is still there. No, he's not, which is great because he would have been there for 5 whole minutes. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Yes.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Bibi.
Bibi, welcome.
Yes.
Go ahead, Didi. You're live on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. Hi.
Yes, I was speaking earlier before you.
We went for the break. Oh, sorry. Yes. All right, welcome back.
Please. I have one question. I have a question or two.
Okay.
One, the Remy party, the party for the youth that Remy is talking about, is it registered? Has it been registered?
Okay.
Is it a registered party?
I don't know. He didn't. I'm sure it is. I mean, I hope it is. Let me know. I'm sure it is. I hope it is.
Like deciding for, you know, just looking. I don't know. Okay, that's one. Two. When talking about people, is that now they're registering. People are registering, and I have heard from the show that they are even denying some people. You know what I mean? They are claiming scarcity of material, so they register some people that are not registering some people. That's this same way, because that means they are now beginning now to skew, you know, towards who will be allowed to vote for the primary.
Yes. And primaries is the most important.
Exactly. Mm. Who is sure that towards that primary, people who think that they are party members, that they have registered, will go there and find their names as party members to vote?
That's a good point.
Who would assure us today that that will not happen?
That's a good point.
So, we should be careful. The youth, the people who care for this country, we should be careful just running to register because I want to be a
leader
of a party so that we'll go and push out these people. You may get there and sorry, you have registered but you won't find your name. We should be careful.
Okay.
That's YPP, that's Labour. Well, let us flood in there.
Okay.
Let us flood in there. Let us vote. When we have all our people, everybody, let us go there and see how they can how we cannot change things. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. This is a good time to remind you that the Glass Ceiling Convention organized by Nigeria Info will happen on the 7th of March. And we're going to have people who won their seats. So we have a woman who went all the way to a House of Reps. She served in the House of Reps from 2007 until 2019. Her name is Honorable Nnenna Elendu Ukeje. She's a member of the panel and she'll be talking to us about her own journey. We will also have a lot of other people. Ndi Kato has run for office. Kate Henshaw ran for office. She didn't succeed, but she ran for office in Cross River State back in 2014. And even more important, we have somebody who will be joining us from the US who worked in Georgia and helped to flip Georgia from a Republican state to a Democrat state. You know how heavily contested Georgia was. She was one of the women who worked with Stacey Abrams and made that a possibility. Her name is Nse Ofot. She's Nigerian-American. And she'll be our keynote speaker at this year's Glass Ceiling Convention. So everyone is invited, men and women, but it's an event for women because we're looking at how women, who are half the population in Nigeria, can become equally represented in politics. And we're not going to go and complain and say women should. We're going to go and talk about how women can, you know. So we're about to go to like a strategy meeting. Enough of the talk. Let's take it. We've got Peter in Aja on the line. Peter, how are you? Peter, are you there? No, he's not. Sorry about that, Peter. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Welcome, Michael.
Yes, I want to play Just a Minute.
We're not playing Just a Minute just yet. 99.3, hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
I'm Mr. Henry Achan.
Welcome, Henry. Turn your radio off.
From Suleri.
Turn your radio off.
Yeah, are you hearing me?
Turn the radio off. Turn the radio off.
Are you hearing me?
Okay. 99.3.
Hello.
Thanks for calling us. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kodri.
Welcome, Kodri. Go ahead.
Calling from Ajegunle.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm first time caller, though. I really enjoy your program. You're really doing well. You're really doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
But my contribution to this is that, you see, talking about the APC, the PDP, these people are the same style that we've been having for ancient of days. I think one of your callers really spoken the point that we, the youth, should go into their party. We should involve ourselves. We should register. If the PDP registration program starts, we should also register for that. We should register for the APC. In as much as we can easily hijack the party from them, I think from there we can easily start. Because this is a country whereby, before you start your own party, another recommend other things you need to do. Before you know it, 2023 is already down the line. And before you know it, the same party repeats the same thing. But the only problem I'll be having with the youth is just that, you know, we youth, we just have little different from even the normal people that are there. We Nigerians, we have the selfish interest. Immediately you get there, you start pushing your own selfish interest. So that is the point I think we should also look into selfish interest. If we can just take that out of it.
Well, human beings are naturally selfish. What you hope for is that the other human beings who selfishly put you there to go and look out for their interest will selfishly pull you out of there and find somebody else who will take care of their interest. Because politics is a selfish game, really. Like right now, the reason you want the current leaders out of office is because they are not taking care of your interest, your self-interest. So that's that's why you want to kick them out. So the ideal thing is keep electing people who protect your own personal interest. Let's take a break, Lagos. Come back and give you 10,000 naira.
Do you earn an income? Are you in need of funds for your child's school fees? Is your car or equipment old and needs a replacement? Do you need a loan for personal or business use? Whatever your business or personal need, Credit Veal has got you covered. Simply dial 0805-510-0010. You can also send us an email via info@creditveal.ng or log on to www.creditveal.ng. Credit Veal, financing you for a good life.
All right, we've got messages on Facebook. Timile Raji said, my people... Oh, no, that's not a message for us. Oluwatomi Taiwo says, a house divided against itself. What a shame. Politics in this country is an embarrassment to the subject. Nigeria is a joke. That's why brain drain will continue. Actually, politics everywhere is dramatic. You know, there are factions everywhere in politics. You look at American politics, and Democrats will tell you that there's the crazy left, and then there are the centrists. You look at Republicans, they'll tell you that they are the ones that are moderate, and then they're the ones who support Trump, you know. So it's the same everywhere. We've got more messages here. Favored Sam says that the registration exercise is a scam. Most people were forced to register, while some registered for the sake of fear of tomorrow or what APC can come up with. No card at all. They just collect people's passport. Interesting. All right, then. This is remarkably different from what used to be obtained, from what was obtainable, you know, when political parties first started out. I remember a lot of my colleagues who joined some political parties back in the day, and they have their party cards, and they, you know, used to go for meetings back in the day. It's not this thing that we're looking at right now, this thing we're getting reports about right now, but... that's all we see. Anyways, let me give you a chance to win 10,000 naira. All you need to do is answer as many questions as possible correctly. Actually, you need to answer 6 questions correctly because the high score for today is 5 points. So if you can answer 6, you'll be our winner on Just a Minute today. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. You can also call... 01465-7190. We had a male winner yesterday. Today, let's have a female winner. Do we have a female winner yesterday? All right, let's have a male today. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. My name is Timothy.
Timothy, welcome. Have you won before?
No.
Okay, great. I'm glad that you've called us today, and I do hope that you win today. Your time has started now.
This is Just a Minute.
Glass Ceiling Convention takes place on what date?
On the 7th of March.
Out of every 10 Lagosians, how many may have COVID antibodies?
Two.
Which minister said the army cannot stop school kidnappings?
Lai Mohammed.
The Senate just confirmed the last set of former service chiefs to what office?
The diplomats to be our ambassador.
From what state is Lai Mohammed?
Kwara State.
What exercise is APC currently conducting nationwide?
Party member registry.
Name the two ministers who have challenged the validity of the exercise.
Lai Mohammed. Skip.
Who is the chairman of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19?
Skip.
Who is the spokesperson of the PDP?
Skip.
Apart from APC, name another party registering members right now.
Youth Party.